think one that really stands out was I was also interested in the travel boycott. At Olympia, there was the World Travel Market. The South African Airways had an absolutely ginormous poster, and our slogan was "Apartheid is no holiday." And we thought, myself and an activist, thought that it was be quite a good idea at night to go and graffiti this poster with a massive, to put in "Apartheid is no holiday," or sort of spray paint it and get a picture of it and try and get it in the press. So I'd gone there, and I was with my girlfriend at the time, who wasn't particularly activist-y, to be honest, but decided to come along. It's just what she did, actually. So here we are. It's dark. It's at night. Street lights outside Old School. Massive poster. We have this guy. His name was John. Who was he was doing the graffiti. We were standing lookout. We were standing looking at the road to see if there were any police cars or anything. And he's there doing A P. And then at one point he yells out, "Is it EI or IE?" "It's EI. God, blimey. Right, so he gets to the end of it, he gets to holiday, does the Y, and out of nowhere, four police cars turn up and screech to a halt in front of us. Jump out, they grab the guy. I go, where'd they come from? They bundle all of us, and there's quite a lot of cars, but they bundle all of us into the back of one car. But we decided beforehand, if anything goes wrong, he would deny knowing us. So he then sort of, he just went, "Hang on a second, I don't know these people." And I went, "Oh, don't you know him?" And we went, "No, we were just trying to flag a cab." And he went, "Oh, so you don't know him?" And we went, "No, we've never seen him before in our lives." "Oh, well, you better get out then." We got out the car. So he gets bundled off, and I go, "Right, okay, well, let's just go to our car and take a picture then." So we got our pictures. About 2 or 3 hours later, this guy turned, we went back to his house. We all set off from there. We went back. And he said, "Oh, it's all right." And they charged me with something or other. And of course he got off, because we just claimed that it was political. It wasn't, because they charged him with criminal damage.
Yeah.
And he went, "Well, it's not criminal. It's a political act. And then you can pursue it if you want." And they went, "No, we won't pursue it." So we ended up with a photograph. And I don't know, I think we got it into something. I don't know, well, I don't think we got it into national press, but we did definitely, were able to use the photograph. And by about 9 o'clock the next morning, it had been painted out.